The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Met Éireann has been warning that the worst may not be over following Storm Chandra. That storm has passed, but of course, a lot of rain has fallen, and therefore the accumulations in groundwater and in rivers and so on will continue to mount, particularly in Wexford, Wicklow and Dublin. As you know, homes and businesses suffer damage from the flooding, also caused massive disruption to public transport networks. So the question is, why are we so vulnerable when it comes to our public transport network? Brian Caulfield is professor in transportation at Trinity College in Dublin, and he joins me now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what you want to do with any transport system that is designed to move hundreds of thousands of people around every day is to build in resilience. It appears we have none.
It would seem so. I think in two ways, Pat. First of all, I don't think we have the capacity, so we don't have the resilience for the about a third increase in population that we've had in the Greater Dublin area. And then when events happen like that have happened yesterday and the past few days, it ends up in the public transport system failing, not being able to carry people. But it's not just the events of Storm Chandra. It happened as well before Christmas, where there was an event on the Lewis, where the Green Line was out for almost 2 days. Another event that happened down at the fire that happened down at the bridge down in the IFSC. So all of these events have knock-on impacts, and they impact upon our ability to get around our cities.
So the public transport is not really fit for purpose, because Storm Chandra was not a major storm. Obviously, a lot of rain fell very quickly in certain areas, and that led to the threat of flooding. But even flood defences have not been built where they should have been built. So that even that physical resilience is not there in our infrastructure.
Exactly. And it's not exactly a surprise. I suppose if you look at the event that happened in Enniscorthy within the Slaney, their flooding defences, I think it was refused planning permission almost 6 years ago, and it's been done on a phased basis, but it's been done so slowly. An event like yesterday happened, and it's not only the transport network that went down. Your listeners will have seen on TV last night the houses that were flooded, the businesses that are out of operation today. So there's a massive human cost, this inaction.
Now, the question of even if it's an ecological reason why flood defences were delayed, you have to think, what of the wildlife that's affected by massive flooding? I mean, you know, you've got to balance the risk with the reward.
Exactly. I'm not sure of the exact reasons why it was an environmental reason that it was pushed back. It may have been in that case, you know, perfection be the enemy of the good. But there are a lot of ways in which we can do sustainable drainage by making our built environment more permeable, by having sustainable drainage off our roads, and in some cases flood walls. All of those types of things can alleviate what happened, and just in that part of the Slaney, dredging it would have a big impact
to deepen the channel and deliver the water more quickly away from inhabited areas and straight to the sea. That's what you want to do. Now, when you have something like the N11 actually blocked, when you have the M50 blocked, the M50 is, relatively speaking, a modern road. You'd imagine all the design elements of water rolling down from the Dublin hills would have been taken into account when designing and building this road. What's gone wrong there?
It's hard to know exactly what went wrong there on the M50, and I would also say the M50 is nearly blocked every day, regardless of a rain event. What was happening there? I suspect it's issues around drainage. As you say yourself, though, that motorway is relatively new. All of those things should have been taken into account on that motorway. Mm. It's rare that it seems to happen on that road. And the rainfall that did happen, in some cases, even the best drainage solutions can't cope for it. But I suppose the way we look at those events, like they're 1 in 100 year, 1 in 1,000 year events, they're becoming more frequently, as we know, with climate change. So there does need to be resilience built into any updates on that road. Yeah. And any new roads that are being built.
I mean, that's the point. If you're designing, for example, a bridge, you put in a safety factor of maybe four. It's four times stronger than you think it needs to be. The only exception tends to be the airline industry, where the margins of safety because of weight are rather less than that. But for physical infrastructure, steel girders and so on, they're far stronger than they need to be. But that's the way they are designed for that very resilience. So I'm just wondering, what is it about our engineers, our designers, our county councils that doesn't make that happen?
Well, I suppose, again, on the bridges, what happened with the Lewis Bridge down on the IFSC was very much a freak event with the gas main that was going through the bridge. And with those types of bridge failures, it is not something we see very often or at all, really, in Ireland. In terms of the M50 and what's happening there, I suspect it was outside of the range of probabilities that the road was designed for. And that excess... that excess rain and water, as you say, coming down from the Dublin Mountains, it wasn't able to cope with such a short period of time to clear it.
Now, the problem is one of neglect, it would appear, in many places. When you look up at Temple Oak and that area yesterday, Rathfarnham, where you had massive flooding, and it would appear that the drains were simply not doing what the drains were designed to do. And I know you can talk about inundations that were far greater than might have been expected. But I know, for example, in my area, and I gave the example yesterday on Ulverton Road, what was a puddle initially with some mild rainfall became a pond and then became a lake. Now, it's back. As I came into work this morning, it had become a pond again. But that's, a drain that needs to be cleared. And it's been like that for weeks and weeks and weeks. So our council is simply not doing their jobs anymore.
I'm not sure you could say that. I would say that they're probably stretched very thinly, especially when events like this happen. But we do and should have better early warning systems to know where these things are going to happen. I think with research and sensors, and that's what we see in this field in terms of research, that you can predict when these flooding events are going to happen, and you can go out and do the remedial works, like in that case where you were talking about, that needs to be cleared, and it needs to be cleared urgently.
Is there a problem with the transition from local authorities, from county councils to Uisce Éireann? Is that a problem? That, it's not my job anymore?
There could be governance issues there, and I suppose the OPW should be involved in that conversation as well. But when events like this happen and cause such disruption to how we get about our daily lives, it's not good enough, I suppose, just to be passing the buck, especially if that road or roads like that are blocked for emergency services. That is a very serious thing. And I didn't hear any reports of that yesterday, but those are the types of things we need to be considering. But it's our whole infrastructure right across the city. If you were buying Dublin and it was a house, it needs to be rewired, it needs to be replumbed, it needs a new transport system. We need to be acting much quicker than we are to deliver all those things.
Now, some of the comments coming in. Call a spade, Pat. Our public service and government systems are not fit for purpose. Nothing is anybody's fault, ever. The simplest of things are not done properly. That's from Leo. Look at the bright side. At least the metro could not be flooded. Don't you believe it? Of course it could. Water, surface water, could get into a metro line. I think the joke here is that if it hasn't been built, so therefore it cannot be flooded yet. If the council had the gullies all clear, maybe that wouldn't be a problem on the M50. Local councillors will call for millions for residents' compensation. Insurance companies will pay out millions to property owners and then charge the rest of us to cover the cost. We will have a flood defence project that will cost gazillions. The government will pay gazillions again and hope the problem goes away for another few months. Why not take the approach of using the land from way before the towns and cities to create natural defence barriers like hedgerows, small lakes, floodplains, all carbon sinks, which make it even more attractive and a fraction of the cost and more effective. Compensate the farmers for that use of their land. Everyone happy. It's about slowing down the sudden rush of water. That's from Carl in Meath. I mean, a lot of points he makes there, but there's a general point, isn't there, that if you can collect the water before it does the damage, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. That's in the case of yesterday, that would have been the ideal situation to happen. And the texter there that said about, the sustainable drainage solutions using land and all the rest, that is definitely, I suppose, first step in the playbook for this type of these types of flooding events. But I suppose that type of land isn't available in our urban zones, like say in Dublin or Cork. So it is clearing the gullies. It is the kind of engineering solutions that we talked about that are required.
The concentration of vehicular activity at Dublin Airport, the Port Tunnel, the M1, the M50, the main road into the city from the north, the same square kilometre has all of these things. So therefore, you're vulnerable to any incident and delay. Even today, there's metering of traffic into the tunnel due to issues at the port. And this led to a backlog all the way back to Balbriggan. What kind of planning is that?
And that's a very good point, Pat. I think that was one of the things I tried to make in my article, was that our transport system is threadbare at the moment, and let alone a rain event like that happened in the past few days, a crash on the M50, a Lewis line going down, it means massive disruption for our city, a European capital, and I suppose what I'm calling for is that there's more investment put into this. We've had almost a decade of massive surpluses in terms of corporation tax. What do we have to show for it?
Covering land on flooding plains with concrete, do they do that in other countries that suffer from significant rainfall? All we seem to want to do is spread concrete everywhere. Is there no joined up thinking in this country? And that is a problem. I mean, you see housing estates built in the Celtic Tiger era, which might be called something like Brúch na hÁinn, you know, at the bank of the river, and then they wonder why they're flooded.
That happened. We see that happening all of the time, and it will happen more often now as our climate is changing and these events become much more regular than they currently are, unfortunately.
Mm. Now, even the systems we have installed, there's a system that county councils have access to called Map Alerter, and the idea is that they have their monitoring of their rivers, and they can see as the levels rise, maybe at a particular rate, well, the water will flow away. If they rise at a faster rate, they know the water won't flow away and there's a likelihood of flooding. And there's a text message service that should go out to everybody in the area warning them there's a flood coming. I'm not sure that happened yesterday at all.
I'm not sure that happened either, but it's that type of thing that we need. We need to do the research into where these events happen. We can predict the rainfall ahead of time, that the council services go out, as we already said, to clear the areas, to try and keep roads passable, to clear the gullies, so that we don't have the extent of the event that happened yesterday. But I think it is with more research into the area and sensors that will enable us to foresee these things happening, can mitigate some of the impacts. But unfortunately, some of the impacts will only ever be mitigated by, you know, big heavy engineering interventions like seawalls and that type of thing.
Brian Caulfield, Professor in Transportation at Trinity College in Dublin, and writing in today's Irish Times. Brian, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.